Yesterday, it was a great privilege to be in Lansing for the biannual ordination of deacons. We had 10 permanent deacons come forward and 2 transitional deacons ordained yesterday. And as usual, it was a very festive, beautiful occasion. While we were getting ready and preparing in the processional line, I noticed that the deacon candidates were lined up or were getting ready to proceed. And I spotted a candidate, a brother that I had met in a canon law course that we shared years ago. And he had with him his sister. His sister is confined to a wheelchair and she has great difficulty with speaking. And I remembered that he brought Regina to every class, his sister. And and when she'd come to class, she was filled with joy and laughter and fun. And she'd always wear these crazy hats. You never knew what she was going to have on her head one week to the next. And she was free. Though confined, she was free. Her spirit soared. And when I looked over at Rich in the line with his hands on the wheelchair, others, candidates, had arm in arm with their wife for the procession. But here he is pushing his sister with smiles all over her face up in the procession for this beautiful time, this ordination. I saw in him and I saw in her the reason why we are here. As an Easter people, we live in the joy and the love of God. Motivated by love, we can do many, many things. That joy that just surged up in him and in her was just moving to me. Every week we pray the year of prayer, forming of missionary disciples at our prayer of the faithful. And in reminding us of that, sometimes I think we can go through this and pray it. And sometimes we can kind of be on autopilot, but I wanted to just call it to our mind today. You invite each of us, Lord, to share in the life and ministry of your Son, Jesus. Send your Holy Spirit to form our parish as a community of missionary disciples. Teach us how to hear Jesus, to love Jesus, and to share your gift of salvation with everyone we meet. That portion of that prayer is the significant part here today. Teach us how to hear Jesus, how to love Jesus, and to share your gift of salvation with everyone we meet. We are in difficult times as a church today, and our pews are not full as they should be. We have an opportunity before us to take the love of Christ to everyone we meet, to invite them to the table of his supper, his body, his blood, his divinity, his soul. In our first reading today, Paul and Barnabas return from their missionary their journey, and reported all the wonderful things that God had done, the great signs and miracles that had happened. And they don't list everything in there. It just says they told of all the good things that had happened. And they also said something very significant. They said, "It is necessary for us to undergo many hardships to enter the kingdom of God." Now, if anybody knew hardship, it would be St. Paul. In 2 Corinthians, he makes a list, a litany, if you will, of his sufferings and hardships, imprisonments, countless beatings, and often near death, scourging 5 times the 40 lashes minus one. 3 times he was beaten with rods. Once he was stoned. 3 times shipwrecked, a night and a day, adrift at sea, danger from rivers, robbers, his own people, Gentiles, danger in the city, in the wilderness, at sea, from false brethren, toil and hardship, many sleepless nights, hunger and thirst, often without food, in cold and exposure. And apart from those things, there was the daily pressure of his anxiety for all the churches. Yet, they came back rejoicing. They came back rejoicing. What was Paul's heart? His heart was filled with love of God, a love that was so powerful and compelling that he would endure all of that and yet even more. That's what we've been called to be. We've been called to come, hear the word of Jesus as the word is broken. Love Jesus in one another, and of course, in the sacrament, and to share Jesus. Now, Father Chaz said, next week we're going to be handing out $100 bills here at St. John. You know, I'll bet you this parish would be filled with people. The balcony would be full, every place, the parish center, there'd be a couple miles down the roads each way. $100 bills, St. John. Come on. Yet, that pales in the light of receiving the body and blood, soul and divinity of our Lord in the sacrament. The love of Christ must compel us. In our second reading today, we see a glimpse of the new Jerusalem, the new heavens coming down from God, where there will be no tears, sickness, death, sorrow, suffering, or wheelchairs. He's called us to that kingdom, and we can rejoice and freely share that with one another. God bless.